For a beer is no satisfaction.
I'm
forefathers were taken out. I'm a sick old man.
We paid the first university in San Corinth. listen, it was an African. Yeah. International rep coming in, we have seen all the many products and all coming out of ganja, but we are saying to the conscience of those who we have made money out of the sacred herb, you must remember the people who have struggled for the use of ganja. And I am saying, no government, now the government of Jamaica who inflicts so much brutality per Rasta for ganja should be making money from ganja with no respect or redress for the crimes they inflicted on Rastafari. So we have talked to the Prime Minister, we have talked to everybody involved from past JLP government, PMP government, colonial government, and all the governments of the world who persecute INI people for the sacred herb. it's time you make some redress. So we give thanks. Rasta Ainity, Cannabis Cup High Times. We give thanks. We give thanks to all the ones. We give thanks to all the business people, because I'm sure we all have learned when we look and see the many uses that ganja is having. The Rasta man been telling them. So ganja is the alien of the nation. You never want to listen to him. The Rasta man did not tell him to stop eating the flesh of animals. It not good. No waiting now till people are telling us say meat not good, it cancerous. The Rasta man been warning him. The Rasta man was also warning about the chemicalization out here. We sound like a gift thanks to our Jamaica now. Our people would not listen. The Rasta man did not tell you to be proud to be black. And you never take it as a philosophy that you must embrace as an African people. You end up wanting to bleach your skin to look like other races. So the Rasta man been saying this for a very long time. We give thanks for the moment. This was ordained by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. We give thanks for the reception. Brothers and sisters, we give thanks. Haile Haile! And as we clear the stage, I will invite my beloved brethren, while once clear the stage, to just bless me up with a word of Amharic Rastaman, even a small prayer for your audience. You know our native tongue is Amharic Kwankwa, that came from Ethiopia. So I'm going to invite my brethren. This brethren, I haven't seen him in JA for 20 odd years. So we will just bless the house with a short word of the ancient Amharic language, come from Ethiopia. Give Rasta Ibuna a nice round of applause.
Give thanks. All praises to the Almighty King. Igziabir Gurmawi Nigus Nagas Kadamawi Haile Selassie. In the ancient tongue of Amharic, let I and I pray. Abba Tachanoi, Besame, Yemitinoris, Yukades, Mengistim Ta. Fakada Basame, and the Honech, and the Hu, Benadir, Tehun. Elit Njaratin and Zari, set in Bedalatin and Yakarabellin, Ina, Yabedalin, Yakar and Demelabitu, and the Pedina, Atagaban Kikipu, and in Ninji, Mengis, the Antenatina. Hail in Miskana, Lizalal Moitzi, and here Gurmawi, Ngus, the Gas, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, Tila.
Yes, I am the dance again and again, sons and daughters of Rastafari. Idea, Selassie I the first.
Greetings. You know, say, how we have a day at Manita of the show. Want to welcome to all the people them. Welcome to all the ones them who has never experienced what it has experienced before a while ago. That was the art of Naya Bingi. You know, Naya Bingi was a queen in Uganda. The Naya Bingi, Queen Naya Bingi. And that is where that name and the authority that it expressed come from. The Naya Bingi, Queen Naya Bingi. So you have just experienced the drums of the house of the Naya Bingi, of the Rastafari brethren and sisters. So, 1962, on the 6th of August, Jamaica get independent, so they say. Almost a year after, the most devastating thing that ever happened to any Jamaicans and Jamaican citizens was perpetrated by the government of Jamaica when they decided they would go to St. James in Montego Bay and gather up all the Rastafari brethren and sisters that them can catch and either put them in jail, beat them, or kill them. And that was spearheaded by the present Prime Minister at the time in 1963. And Good Friday, them call it Good Friday, the Rastafari brethren call it Bad Friday. Because it was during that Easter season when the Christians celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. that they were crucifying Rastafari, brethren and sisters in St. James, Montego Bay, that is now a tourist mecca. So, they came and they beat, imprisoned and killed Rasta. And what was the cause? The cause was that they found a brethren and a piece of land. Can you know, say, all of them land, yeah. A thief, them thief it. And them thief the people, them and put them on a land. And we know that land is the basis of power. If you don't have any land, you don't have any power. So, they found a brethren planting up food and all these things. And them decide, say, it's not the brethren land, it's back to a master land. So them plan to move him. And he put up some resistance and them shot him. And them imprisoned him. And months after when him come out of prison, him decide, say, it now go so. So him gather up some brethren and him go down in a place named Carroll Garden and light up a gas station. And because him light up the gas station now, hell break loose. Till the Prime Minister at the time, who is now a national hero, the Right Excellency Alexander Bustamante, go down a Montego Bay with him gun upon him hip. And him decide, say, no Rasta, I go escape this judgment. That they even went as far and was giving out £1, one shilling. If you know what £1, one shilling is, that's a guinea for the capture of Rasta, to bring in Rasta in the same place where them called Barney Street, where them killed the youth last year, the ganja. So, after all of that, them decide, say, it's really the ganja. Why these little fool looking, weird looking ill people, we are balling over one man in a Ethiopian, a god. Them decide, say, actually ganja, why them have said that? So in order to get rid of the man them and the woman them decide, say, them go and make 18 months in prison mandatory for ganja. That was in 1963. So anybody with them catch with ganja, if it's even a seed, you're going to jail for 18 months in prison. And anybody with them catch from 1963 is worried. So enough Rasta them beat, enough Rasta them kill for this little vegetable matter. Up comes 1966. Because by the time them do that, them things say, after all of them beating their Rasta scatter over the place, they wouldn't have no more Rasta in Jamaica. But guess what? Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, conquering Lion of Judah, came here in 1966 and resurrect Rasta. And now, after 66, and more Rasta, and more Rasta, and more Rasta, and them still did have kill Rasta for ganja, and cut off Rasta land for ganja, and run Rasta off a land for ganja. And guess what? In the 70s, them want to get to the Rasta again, and them ball out say, hey, Rasta, you know, see who got dead. 1974, 75, them say, Haile Selassie dead. But guess what? And more Rasta. More Rasta. And the more them say Rasta gone, and more Rasta. Because for them Jesus dead 2,000 years ago, and them still await for him come. And nobody now say nothing about that. One man write at the paper says, it's time Rasta stop the foolishness now. Haile Selassie dead and gone. And me have to answer him, me have to say, brethren, what you talk about? At 2,000 years, your God dead and still away from top of the sky. You better watch it, I see them about the place. And drone them about the place, so if you lick down anything away from the sky. So Jesus asked me where. But Rasta there still, and a struggle. and all the pain and the agony and the stress, we still there and survive till we come to today. Today in Jamaica, the same ganja from 1963, when it caused the pain and the suffering of Rastafari in Jamaica. We say today is the third day of the celebration of the most despised plant on earth. We say Rastaman get held by police to bring him ganja on the premises. What a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful thing. This is the same like how people are talking about. Them never know, so they would have lived to see a black man turn president.
Yes.
Well, me I tell you, say, me never know, say, we could have lived to see them have a festival. We are celebrate Rastafari in the name of ganja. So you know, enough thing that Rasta did I tell them. As you hear the Britain say, we tell them about eat good food,
yes,
vegetarian diet. Them say you're mad, you think man can live off of grass and greens after we no rabbit. But guess what? A whole heap of one out there, but them are vegan, vegetarian, and lacto vegetarian. And some of them are eat fish, and I say them are vegetarian too. I never seen no fish I grew up on tree yet. Because I thought vegetarian was relating to vegetable. Me have sense, you know, vegetarian means vegetable. A person who's a vegetarian is a person who eats vegetable. Fish is an animal. I don't know how fish come in at the form of vegetable, and them have lacto vegetarian and vegan vegetarian, and them have all that thing. But Rasta smarter than that. Rasta say, you know, we don't know vegetarian, not me, no ital, we are ital, ital, we are work with that can't pass vegetarian, no, because we are create language with ourselves. Because when we say ital, no man, I say, what kind of food is that? You never go to school. And we say Irie, I know we're all Irie, the switch and name Irie. One time you say Irie, people are looking at you like you're idiot. And Rasta tell them about salt. And them look at Rasta weird. And Rasta man say, watch a lot wife turn a pillar of salt. Would you want to eat that? Because most men don't want to eat salt now. Because them say salt give you hypertension, in other words, blood pressure. Them say the silent killer. But Rasta did that already. In the bush, in Hanover, in Westmoreland, in St. James, Rasta man tell you, say, salt. Not too good. Especially the one where they be your feet there. So now we say everybody are cut down from them salt. Rasta man showed them both locks. Them man said, Lord God, when you put cow shit in our head for me to hear it look so. Black people say that because they never know how the hell Rasta get them here for look that way there. And you have man where him woman, him have locks and him woman trim him when he must sleep. And you have youth with locks and him mother trim him when he must sleep because she said she can't take out the ear look. And if you stand up in front of a bank, police hold you and say, where you want to rob the bank? For the Rasta man rob the bank, you're the man, you're the suit.
Yes,
with him attach a case, I go to the bank, go right, bomb stick. So you saw the thing go now. But now you see Rasta walk in a bank. And you see locks behind all the bank counter. And you say, wow, oh, your ears are pretty. And all the little girls, they want to come play up in our ear now. And the little white woman, everyone come here and say, oh, I want a nice, beautiful dreadlocks. So you have to get a rental one. But them did I tell you about locks terrible. And now locks is high fashion.
Yes, sir.
Locks is the most visible aspect of Rastafari culture. And you have someone that say, what are they, everybody a Rasta? Everybody have real locks a Rasta. They think nothing, so we know that. We know that. And then we hear a little daughter quote the other day and say, you don't have to. And so they want to say them a Rasta, you know. But them don't want to come full, you know. You don't have to dread to be a Rasta. Only listen to me. The youth, they will sing that. Every one of them, dreadlocks.
Yes, sir.
All them father, dreadlocks. We know that not everyone who is locks is Rasta.
Yes,
but we not going to say you don't have to dread to be Rasta. Because locks is the most visible expression of Rastafari culture. So everybody start locks. We don't feel wrong about it. Because that is say I better your locks and not say Rasta than a perm and cream up your ear.
Sure.
So Rasta come again. Rasta tell them about Africa. Yeah, everybody else say, me never got Africa yet. So me not African. And me ask them, say, suppose a cow barn in a pig pen. Where me? Anywhere a cow barn, him go move. So no, because you never go Africa yet in Africa. And no, because you born in Africa, make you African. You know? Because Africa born in like you. And no matter where you come from. We don't have to do that, the phrase there. They're not ready yet. We don't have to go down that phrase, no matter where you come from.
Seriously.
As long as he's a black man, the African. And the Indian, they're black too, but they don't know it. So here we know. We come up to this level now. A Rasta man sing about ganja, preach about ganja, and live out ganja. Eat ganja, drink ganja, praise ganja, and all that a ganja. And them say, Rasta, una idiot. And today, for the past 3 days, Rastafari Roots Festival, in association with High Times, put ganja at the forefront that the whole world right now are looking with. As we speak, the whole world. This is a historical occasion. Give thanks that you are here today.
Yes, sir.
Because 20 years time, you might say, but because ganja legal now, you remember when we celebrate the decriminalization of ganja. That's a long word that, you know, because they don't want to go straight.
Yes.
They have to bend up all the while, you know, because they have to follow America, you know. You know, so when Colorado goes so, everybody start go so too. Colorado make millions of dollars, the government, half a ganja since them said decriminalize it and then sell ganja. Look how long we have the ganja here, so how we they are borrow from them, I am mother whatsoever them is. Eh? And we are so far same way. Then all the ganja could have to answer that thing. Now we see white people are come now, you come tell me how we do our ganja, how we do our ganja. And we don't have plant ganja down here a lot of time. And then no matter the most strain and pain and ear, watch a man. What else has the Rasta been saying? That little more down the line, you go and hear, say, you don't see the Rasta then right. Because little more when you don't see no Rasta on there, you don't go and ball blood. You don't go and ball blood. So, this is the Rastafari Roots Festival, the third night. Who was here last night? All right. How much are the people coming now? Oh, nobody has no put up. Oh, four people. All right. It was supposed to be a PSA shot. You know? I tell you, you know. You know. So I see a boat that has some people in the water. So a while ago, you know. I forgot to call IAV. A portion of people come off our boat right there. So, you know. You never see them. I tell you, wait. I know they try to do everything. You know. Hey, security, you never let go of the dog. Well, who'll up on the dog when it's in the people?